to Business Matters with Amy Smith on Eastern Sierra Now. Today we are thrilled to have Dr. Kim Escudero joining us. Dr. Kim Escudero is a board-certified pediatrician and an IFM certified functional medicine practitioner at Peak IV and Regenerative Medicine located in Mammoth Lakes. Her extensive experience and dedication to healthcare make her an invaluable guest for today's discussion. Before we dive in, don't forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel and visit our website at easternsierranow.com for more insightful interviews. You can also explore our other great shows on our podcast network available on our mobile app or wherever you get your podcast. Stay tuned for an engaging conversation with Dr. Kim Escudero. Kim, hi.
Hi. How are you, Amy?
Oh, I'm so good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming down to Bishop and talking to us today. I'm so pleased to have you here.
My pleasure.
Yeah. So you and I go back a long time.
Yes, you do.
It seems like yesterday, but it wasn't. My kids were just babies, and you were their first pediatrician.
I do remember.
Yep.
It's been a while.
18 years.
Mm-hmm, to be exact.
They're not kids anymore.
Yes.
Yeah. You were instrumental in helping me as a new mother, and I really want to thank you for that. I don't think there's any more of a situation that you just get thrown into, and you were really a lifeline for getting me through all of that.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, with both of my babies. Yeah.
Not so baby anymore.
No, no. And you've moved on to other things
since then.
And that's why we're here today, and it's to talk about that.
Yes.
You've recently started a new business
called
Peak IV and Regenerative Medicine.
That is correct.
I got that correct?
You did. It's a mouthful.
It is. How long has Peak IV been operational at this point?
We opened officially in December of 22.
Okay.
And so we're just open over about a year and a half now.
Wow.
So yeah, we're going strong.
Good.
Doing
good.
Well. We're excited to be here in the community, something new and different.
It is. Mm-hmm. It really is. And I want to get into that because you're offering things that I didn't think we'd ever have in a small community or a small town. Mm-hmm. And I feel really fortunate that the business is there.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of your clients are feeling that way.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. So what motivated your decision to get into functional medicine?
Well, so functional medicine is a more holistic kind of medicine, right? And so I've been in the conventional medicine world for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I graduated my residency program in pediatrics, as you mentioned, in 98. So we're just over 25 years now in medicine.
Oh, wow.
Dare I say. But conventional medicine is great. You know, you break a bone, somebody can fix it. Mm-hmm. But what happened was in my early 40s, I got sick.
I got this GI thing
uh-huh. that happened, and I went to conventional medicine to get a diagnosis, and I eventually was diagnosed with an autoimmune chronic GI illness ulcerative colitis, and the doctor at the time put me on a medication, and it was four pills a day forever. And so I'm in my early 40s. I've always been skinny. You know, I'm fortunate to have, I'm half Asian, so I have Asian skinny genes.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden I think I'm healthy and now I've got this lifelong illness. And I asked the doctor if this meant pills forever, if there was any alternative. And he said, well, instead of four pills a day, we can try three. And I did not like that answer.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, while I'm taking the time to go to figure out my diagnosis, I also got diagnosed with high blood pressure and high cholesterol.
Oh my gosh. Now, so, do you think there was any correlation? Had you started taking the medication at the time these other diagnoses came on?
I had not. All the diagnoses came together.
All of these symptoms are happening at the same time.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So now, you know, in my head, I'm still 29.
Uh-huh.
Right? Even though I was in my early 40s.
Yep. Yep.
And I was skinny my whole life. But because I was skinny, I never exercised. It didn't matter what I ate. And so now it all caught up to me.
Oh, wow. So
something, I had a big stressor that turned on my genes. And that was that. So now I have three chronic illnesses within a span of 6 months that all needed to be medicated.
And not only are you a patient in this scenario, but you're also a physician.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't imagine what it's like going as a physician to a physician and trying to find a solution for what's happening to you.
Because there was only one way to do it. Here's the symptoms, here's the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that same time, just after that, I should say, A friend of mine was just getting into the functional medicine world, and I joined her. And so when I went to these conferences with her, it just made all the sense in the world, right? So what functional medicine is a holistic, patient-centered, root cause medicine is what we call it.
Okay, so we
try to go backwards in your body, and instead of just giving you a pill for every symptom, figure out what started the whole cascade, because everything is connected, right? I didn't all of a sudden get high blood pressure and this GI disorder. It's in my genes, but something turned it on. And it just cascaded. One thing leads to another.
Oh, wow.
So the short end is eventually, once I finished my functional medicine training, it was about 4 years of extra training and figuring it all out, I was able to get off the GI medications completely.
Oh, that's
and just health, diet, and exercise.
I wanted to ask that. I didn't want to get too personal with your own medical condition, but you were able to move away from those diagnoses where it's no longer a condition that you have,
or well, you're treating it. Well, I will always have it. It's still there, but it's not active.
I see.
And I still have the high blood pressure and the high cholesterol because those have been turned on and I probably can't turn them off.
Okay, I see.
But at least I knocked one out, so to speak.
No, that's fantastic.
So it just made a whole lot of sense, right? And so, medicine, like I said, is fantastic, but we've gone to the point now where we just do piece by piece by piece. I'm sorry, I can only look at this piece. This other doctor can only look at this piece. So with functional medicine, we put it all together.
And you look at the person as a whole. Oh, that's fantastic.
Because their genes matter, their lifestyle matters, their stressors matter. And so we look at nutritional deficiencies and gut health, for us, that's where it all starts. It's such an important part.
It is.
So it's interesting. Yeah. I know what everyone's going through is the point, I suppose.
Yes. And it does, when you have that empathy and you can understand that somebody's hurting, they don't know why these things have happened. They've always been healthy, or maybe they haven't.
Right.
And I think when you have that empathy and that understanding, that goes so far in inspiring trust and being able to really tackle what's going on with that patient or with that client. Would you consider people patients or clients? How do you look at that when they come in? I'm always curious about
that. Yes, either one. I think I call them clients.
Yeah.
But yes, they can be either one.
Yeah.
I just think client sounds a little nicer. Though.
Yeah, I think so. It makes you feel a little less vulnerable, I think, if you're a client rather than a patient.
Yes.
So, and we'll talk a little bit more about what Peak IV offers, but it does get more into the client relationship and a little further away from the patient relationship. So, now you've mentioned your own specific situation that you had and why you were turned towards functional medicine. Overall, what specific needs for the community or gaps in wellness is it providing today?
I think mostly, well, there's two parts. One arm is the preventative medicine, right? Because medicine, again, we fix the symptom once the symptom comes up. But if you really want to be healthy, you have to knock it off at the pass. You want to prevent those illnesses before they get too bad. So we help with that, especially in terms of nutritional deficiencies and gut health. And then we also just help for recovery. Once you do get sick, we can help in that path as well.
And it's nice to have somebody just like you did 18 years ago when I had my babies and you walked me through the process. Everything was normal. Everything was what to be expected. I just didn't know what normal was. So if you can have somebody do that in your day-to-day life, you know, you're not coming in with a screaming baby, but you're talking about your own physical health and your own needs. And then you can stay with that person. So I'm guessing that your clients stay with you, that they're part of Peak IV for an extended period of time.
They do, yes. Yeah. And they're all complementary. You know, I see patients for the functional medicine, but we also do the IVs for them, or maybe the cryotherapy. And and I've been in this community for 20 years, so I know what's available, what's not available, what's realistic to get done and what's not. So it definitely helps.
It does. I'm sure it does. I've seen wellness facilities popping up in larger cities. I'd say just in my own personal experience for the last 5 to 10 years. Do you think that this is a new wave in medicine, that this is a change that people can look forward to?
I do. I definitely think so. And I hope that modern medicine gets on board sooner than later.
Yes.
Now, the problem with all the wellness places is that we don't accept insurance because insurance won't cover any of it.
That's unfortunate.
And it is. It's a challenge.
So, you know, with insurance, they certainly will cover the illness, but they won't cover the fundamental things that you need to prevent illness.
Correct.
Okay.
And it would be such a a money saver, so much better financially to prevent the illness than try to treat it once it's here.
Oh, yeah. And mm-hmm. educate people how to avoid those illnesses, yes. how to be a healthier, happier person.
It's a great point. Tons of education involved.
Yeah. yeah. And but, I've always found having, for me, I've been athletic in the past, having a strong body and a strong mind, mm-hmm. they coincide with each
they
other.
They sure do.
And if mm-hmm. I'm out and I'm exercising and I'm meeting my goals and right. eating as best as I can because yes. I like sugar, mm-hmm. Then overall my mental health is yes. better as well. Mm-hmm. So, and it would be nice to see those two things married together.
It would.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
in modern medicine, you can't do that in 15 minutes.
No.
That's where my frustration was because I loved pediatrics. I
yes.
loved, you know, I watched these kids grow up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so, but to try to teach them all in 15 minutes, mm-hmm. it's hard.
Well, and yeah. I think you need to teach everybody and then the kids will be taught by example.
Yes.
You know, if mom and dad can eat well and live well and be healthy, right. I think it trickles down to yes. to children.
I
so
agree.
You yeah. may not want to jump in on with children when they're already having issues. I really feel that it starts with the parents mm-hmm. and healthy choices in
yes.
that.
In it
that
has to be a household.
It
has
is.
To do it together.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. For sure. Well, while we're on that subject, I want to just list down some
sure.
of the therapies that
Please.
You offer. And then you and I later will get a chance to talk about these in a little more detail because there's a lot of things here that I understand and a lot that I don't. So
sounds good.
I'm just going to list yep. them right down, mm-hmm. right down. So Peak IV and Regenerative Medicine offers IV therapy and hydration. IM booster shots. What does the IM? What is
intramuscular? So it's just
oh.
a shot into the arm.
Oh,
or the
so it's the easy
the
ones, and you don't have
yes.
to be okay. All right.
Quick.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's good. That's a good one. Cryotherapy, infrared sauna. Compression therapy, vibration therapy, which is really interesting. Mm-hmm. I want to talk more about that one for sure. Facials and chemical peels. We lean more into the client aspect there. And
yes.
I have my eye on like three or four of these so far. So.
You got to feel good inside and out.
Yes, it helps. It does. It's all, everything complements
yep.
each other, I think. Botox.
Yes.
And then what we were talking about earlier, which is functional medicine consultations.
Yes.
So let's say I want to come in and I want to start with you. I haven't had an opportunity to sit down and talk with you yet. I really don't know where to begin. Is that where I start on the functional medicine consultation?
That is correct.
Okay.
It's basically a doctor's appointment.
Okay, great.
Yes, and it's
great.
Between an hour and an hour and a half.
Uh-huh.
And we talk about everything. We talk about your diet, your gut health, your stress, your sleep, your jobs. And we put it all together and find a path that works for you because everybody's different. So there's a lot of individualized medicine.
Oh, that's great.
So, yep.
And do your folks come to you? Are they having health issues? Are they just looking to be a better athlete? Are you seeing a whole range of clients?
I'm definitely seeing a range. So there's mm-hmm. definitely some clients who are in good health to start, but they mm-hmm. want to maintain that health as they get older. We mm-hmm. call that health span, right? Versus lifespan.
Oh,
they
I've never heard that term.
Longer,
uh-huh.
but they want those years to be good. Active,
yes.
fulfilling years.
The last
mm-hmm.
thing we want is to be 60 or 70 years old and
yes.
sitting in a chair. That
exactly.
to me is terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen people that have ended up in that situation.
Oh, sure.
So,
yes.
And that's called health span?
Health span.
I'll have to remember
yes.
that. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got folks that are coming in then from all walks of
yes.
life and all physical situations, right. I would guess,
yep.
as well.
And then, of course, we have the people who have been sick for years, but they've gone to doctors and everything has been normal.
Uh-huh.
And that's true,
uh-huh.
but we look at different parts. Different aspects
yeah.
of your lifestyle and yeah. of your genome and your health to figure
mm-hmm.
out if we can find a different path for you.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I know for me personally, I've been a lifelong cyclist
mm-hmm.
and I had a health setback a few years ago and I wasn't able to address those health issues the same way that I had addressed being a good cyclist.
Yes.
I had to completely change my way of thinking
mm-hmm.
and I fumbled through it for years. And then when
sure.
I finally found out it's not about making yourself go harder or faster or pushing yourself,
right.
for me personally, I actually had to back off of
mm-hmm.
that and be kinder to myself. And a lot of it was nutrition as well.
Yes, there is a reason. There was a reason
was.
That it happened.
I wish, and it
mm-hmm.
was prior to you opening, but I wish you were there
yes.
because it took me a long time. I fumbled through it for a couple
right.
of years. So it would have been nice to have you there to, yeah. to talk to you about
I'm
it.
I'm here now. So.
I know. Now I will be. Well, now
but
I have a list.
Yes, but I will say this,
yeah.
you know, the way the standard American diet, we call it SAD, S-A-D, standard American diet.
SAD is probably a good word for it.
It is, you know, just lots of processed food and
yeah.
lots of non-nutritional
yeah.
foods.
Mm-hmm.
So when we eat, you know, our body, we can take from Peter to pay Paul, but eventually you will run out of whatever that nutrient is.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's when your body starts kind of circling. And mm-hmm. because everything is connected, mm-hmm. that's when you start thinking, wow, all of a sudden everything has gone the wrong way in my life.
Oh, yeah.
And you just back up and we can see what it is you're missing, kind of mm-hmm. replete what it is mm-hmm. and see how you do from there.
Yeah. And that's sad. It's sad in your own mind. Mm-hmm. We keep going back to the sad, but it's unfortunate when you get to that point because you've been doing the same thing all of your life. I think you can just do that forever.
Yes.
So then you get into the position, what is wrong with me?
Right.
What do I need? What should I do? And you need mm-hmm. that path to work your way out of it. And then when you're 60 or 70, you can be out there like so many of our friends are, skiing and climbing and you know, paddle boarding, and continue that, having that longevity.
Yep.
So health span.
Health span.
All right. Perfect.
Word of the day.
Yes, it is for me for sure. Let's talk a little bit about the IV and hydration.
Yes.
We live in a really high altitude.
We do.
I mean, most of the town is at 7,500, 8,000 feet. So I know for me personally, that crushes my hydration.
Yes.
It's something I have to think about a lot.
What's
the difference between drinking a glass of water and coming in and getting an IV?
So when you drink a glass of water, which is always great, it is going through your gut system and you are absorbing through the gut, but then you're excreting most of it. When you put it in through the IV, through the vein, it is going directly into your vein, so you're getting all of it. And the same goes with vitamins, supplements, things like that.
And the IVs, they're not just water, they're not just fluid, they also have vitamins?
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Depending on what your needs are, we make the hydration packs in the office, so we can adjust them as needed.
Oh, okay.
If you need a little of this or less of that.
Okay, Are a lot of people coming in that are from lower elevations staying in Mammoth and having IV therapy?
Yes.
And is it dealing with any of the altitude sickness that I've heard so much of since I've lived there with people that are coming to visit?
Yeah, we definitely get people who have issues with altitude.
Yeah.
And ideally what they figured out is if they can come first, the second they get to Mammoth, they'll come right from the highway to Peak IV.
Oh, wow.
Get their IVs and just kind of head it off at the pass. And it does work wonders.
Because when those headaches start, it's too late. When you're thirsty, it's too late.
You can feel much better. We've had lots of people come in just kind of curled up and feeling miserable. They get an IV or two and they're chit-chatting and walking out the door. So it does make a tremendous difference.
That's good. It's so interesting to me because some people deal with the altitude sickness and some people don't.
Yes.
As a physician, do you know why that is?
It's your body. It's your genes, how you react.
Yeah.
Everyone's different.
Yeah. And in cycling, when you get into those higher elevations, some people are affected more than others. So, I was always fortunate. And I live at 7,000 feet, so I know that helped a lot.
So it helps a lot, definitely.
Yeah, but those higher elevations, I always got the little edge at that point. So I was happy to be in the high mountains. So.
Has its advantages.
It does living up there. This is a great opportunity for us to stop and take a commercial break and hear from some of our sponsors. We will be right back.
High elevation environments are known to cause dehydration, external fatigue, headaches, insomnia, and delayed muscle memory. Proper hydration and electrolyte balance is crucial to maintaining optimal health and wellness and allows you to perform at your best. Based in Mammoth Lakes, California, Peak IV Therapy and Hydration understands the health and wellness benefits of IV therapy, and we provide the highest level of care to our clientele. Through IV therapy, our goal is to help you optimize several aspects of your life, such as athletic recovery, proper hydration and electrolyte balance, altitude reprieve, stress relief, increased energy levels, and immune support. Whether you live in the High Sierra or are here to visit, Peak IV Therapy and Hydration seeks to maximize your experience at altitude.
Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. I am Amy Smith, and I'm so pleased to be here today with Dr. Kim Escudero. Dr. Escudero is with Peak IV and Regenerative Medicine in Mammoth Lakes. We've had such a fascinating conversation about all of the services, mm-hmm. Kim, that you offer. But what I'd like to know and what our viewers would like to know is what can I expect? Well, first off, where are you located? And mm-hmm. what can I expect when I walk through the door and see you or your staff? Or how does that work when I actually walk mm-hmm. in to visit you?
Okay. So we are located in the Vons Plaza.
Okay.
So right next to the movie theater.
Oh,
so you have
okay.
to kind of go into that little mall area. And uh-huh. we are right next to the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lovely, very comfortable spa-like facility. So if you
oh,
come in,
nice.
You'll be greeted by myself or a nurse. I am mm-hmm. there most of the time, but mm-hmm. not always. And you can have your choice of IV therapies. You can have the cryotherapy, kind of depending on what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be shown a nice, comfortable room.
Right.
Some coffee or tea or water, uh-huh. and then based on whatever therapy you want. If it's an IV, the nurse will sit you down, mm-hmm. find your vein, gently insert the IV
mm-hmm.
after making your bag of your choice,
uh-huh.
and then you kind of just sit, watch Netflix for a little bit, or play yes. on your phone.
And it's your own private space.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
so it's bringing those two concepts together. You said spa earlier,
mm-hmm.
but you're greeted by medical professionals.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there's always a registered nurse or
uh-huh.
myself there.
Oh, mm-hmm. that's wonderful.
Yeah.
yeah.
So it's definitely legitimate.
Yes. Oh, yes. I wouldn't think any less. But I know for me, when I need to have an IV or when I have had an IV in the past,
mm-hmm.
it's not usually the most comfortable situation.
Yes.
You're sharing
mm-hmm.
space. There's other people around you. And some people are nervous about that.
Yes.
Do you find that? I know your facility is
mm-hmm.
not going to be a medical.
Right.
You'll have medical professionals, but it's not the medical facility that we're all so used to
right.
sitting in.
It's very,
no
it's
open
very gentle.
No
very,
open back gowns.
No,
you're not going to have to.
Not at all. Blankets, massage chairs.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Dim lighting.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So, and we do have an open space, kind of, it looks kind of like a living room.
Oh, okay.
So if you wanted to be more chatty or if you had a larger group. So
oh,
there's
so
a
it's
a little something for everyone.
I mean, this could be similar to, you know, all of the bridesmaids going out and getting their nails
yes.
done, and instead they could get a hydration
yes.
therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be so fun
yes.
in a space together.
Yes,
yeah.
we do. We try to go. We have an oxygen therapy,
oh.
An oxygen bar, it's called, and we rent that out to go to weddings. And we do have bridal parties that come
uh-huh.
as well, pre-wedding, excuse me.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then we do provide the hangover relief, although you'd be surprised.
For after the wedding.
So we don't get nearly as much of those as we thought we would, though.
Well, maybe if they're
yeah.
coming to you first, then they're getting hydrated
exactly.
and they're ready to go have fun
yes.
with their friends.
So, it is more of a wellness space. So.
I see. Tell me, I'm curious mm-hmm. now. That piqued my interest.
Yes.
What does the recovery look like for a hangover? Because you're basically dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
That you've
you're
done
dehydrated.
Bad things to yourself.
It's,
yeah.
yeah. It's a bag of fluid
uh-huh.
of normal saline.
Uh-huh.
And then there's multiple vitamins in it just to help.
Okay.
pick you up.
Help get you
and
back
depending
on track.
On how bad, sometimes people need a little second boost with it too.
Okay.
Second bag of fluid.
Hopefully that's mm-hmm. a last resort, but
that,
I'll keep that in mind
yes.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with people that come in that might be a little bit nervous?
Oh.
Or is that
yeah.
a thing? I
it
mean,
is
are
definitely
people
a thing.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think they're coming to me voluntarily.
Yes.
Right? So
yes,
that's
yes.
a huge thing. So we can
yeah.
definitely help them relax. We can give them some cream, some lidocaine cream to
okay.
numb the area,
mm-hmm.
heating pads, just make things go as gently as they can.
So if somebody's mm-hmm. feeling dehydrated, they're not feeling 100%, they want that hydration therapy, being afraid or being nervous should not keep them from coming
no.
to visit you. No.
Definitely
that's
not.
Good.
That's good.
That's good. I know my heart rate always goes up
nobody
a little bit.
Nobody likes to get IVs.
No.
Let's make that clear. Okay.
But it's mm-hmm. worth it. Sometimes nobody likes to go on a walk, but when you come back, it's
yes,
always
you feel better. It is always worth it.
There's never been a workout where I said, "Oh, I wish I didn't
right.
have that workout."
Mm-hmm.
Like it's always a positive experience
yes.
when I come back. So that's good. Now you've said that you've opened in the last year and a half,
mm-hmm.
And you are you're offering so many services. You have a large staff. What have been the most significant challenges in being a business owner and opening a new business in the Eastern Sierra?
It definitely has had its challenges,
mm-hmm.
I won't lie. We are at the mercy of the tides, right? Of how many people are in town.
Yes.
Getting the word out there. So this will be lovely.
That's right? Why we're so happy to happy to have you here. And I think so many people can benefit from it.
I think
it,
so too.
Hopefully we can help with that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Making sure that you know all the rules and regulations before you go in, because you can think you've got all your I's dotted and T's crossed, but there's always something that comes up. Like, I have to do what? Another form, another tax? So.
And this type of regenerative medicine, you need to be a physician. You need to have your MD in order to operate a facility like this.
Yes, it is considered a medical office.
Okay, okay, great. And then you have your foot in two worlds because you're offering spa-like services and you're a medical doctor.
Yes.
How has that been? How has that worked for you?
It's been fun. I've really enjoyed it because I will have people that cross the line into both. They'll come in for a functional medicine consultation and get an IV, or people will come and get an IV and get a chemical peel at the same time. So it's been really fun.
Yeah, that's good. So, and does it give you more freedom than you had as a physician in the past, where now you can address different needs that maybe in the past were...
In general, yes, because I can make all the decisions that I need to. So if I decide, oh, we think we need this, or we should do it that way or this way, there's no one else I have to run it past.
Yeah.
So if I think it's beneficial for the community, for the office, for whomever, then I can do it, which is nice.
And as far as your new, you have a lot of services, but then in offering new services, if something new, if something innovative comes in, you can just jump on that.
I'm always looking. Always looking for new fun things. And I think it's because I'm at the age now where I want all of it.
That's bring it all on. That's what I'm checking
my
list off.
Exactly. So it is fun.
Yeah, that's good. And I know myself, I'm at the age where I can feel aging. It's minimal. Yes. I've been very healthy. But when I have an issue now at this age, it requires more attention. It's harder to get past those issues. I'm not the same as I was in my 30s.
That's true.
And I want to continue to go, and I want to continue to do all those fun things that I love to do because I'm stubborn and I don't want to sit down.
Yes.
So I need something like this to facilitate that and keep me going in the right direction.
You need to be accountable to someone.
Yes, that's it for me as well. You know, and I do, I have a home office and I'm spending a lot of time in my home office.
Yes.
It's easy for me to grab some chips or some chocolate. So
if
I have, you know, if I get the banana and the healthy things first.
Well, you know, and there's a lot of information out there on the internet. You can, whatever you think, you can find something to agree with you. And so it does get confusing.
It
shouldn't be. It should just be food, right? But it's very confusing out there.
It is. It is. And somebody with your experience in the medical industry and, you know, as a pediatrician, you've probably seen so many different situations. And to bring that into a wellness center, I can't imagine somebody better suited for it. So, So how was it opening the office? I know you did a lot of remodeling there.
We created that.
Did you do that yourself? Or how'd you manage
that? It was a combination of lots of things.
Yep.
Yes.
You put the family to work?
My husband, me, all the kids. I had the Nordic team help out.
I know my daughter McKenna visited. I know.
Yeah. So there's been lots of hands in the cookie jar.
Yeah.
It's been nice.
That's a lot of love.
It is a lot of love.
Yeah. It brings everybody into. Yeah. Yeah. That's great. What achievements? And I know that it's a short time open, but I've heard a lot of good things about the business. What achievements or rewards have brought you the most satisfaction in what you're doing today at Peak IV?
I would say people who thank me for being there, because it's like you said earlier, they never would have expected in a small town that we have a cryotherapy chamber or that we are progressive enough to have functional medicine and some of the testing that we do. And it's really quite nice when people come in and they recognize that and they feel better.
Yeah.
Ultimately, right? That's the goal, is to have everyone feel better.
Yeah. And a side note on that, I've heard that you're actually offering weight loss consultation.
Yes.
So you have those folks coming. And how's that been working out
for you? That's been very well. And I'm a big fan of that, largely because why should we wait till somebody is so overweight that it's affecting their health? Let's take care of it before
get sick. While they're younger, while their metabolism might allow them to take these steps a little less easily than if they wait.
So maybe they need a jump start. That's fine. But if we teach them the right way to eat and to exercise, we can prevent so many issues.
Do you
a favorite of mine.
Is it? Oh, that's good to know. That's good to know. And And that's where I've heard a lot of satisfaction, not only on the IV and the therapies that you offer, but also in weight loss consultation.
Yes.
And I've got some firsthand knowledge about how you're consulting people and the information mm-hmm. that you're giving. It's so valuable.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear that.
Lifestyle, mm-hmm. you know, changing a lifestyle, making better choices. And mm-hmm. I think that has a huge value.
It's the core. You have to change mm-hmm. it, even if you are using medication. You mm-hmm. will always need the lifestyle changes.
Mm-hmm. And it's so mm-hmm. hard to change from one type of diet to another.
Yes.
How does that work for your yes. clients that are used to the fast food diet? Do you mm-hmm. see folks like that often?
Oh, yes.
How does that change happen? Are they able to move through that, or what are their challenges
they
in that respect?
They are able to move through it because mm-hmm. I give them concrete lists of food.
Lovely.
Because I can say, oh, eat healthy, eat fruits and vegetables, yeah. but it doesn't always translate when you get home.
Yeah.
And I work with each person based on their lifestyle. Because if mm-hmm. you're a busy mom with a full-time job, let's face it, you're not going to cook every single meal.
It is so difficult.
Absolutely.
And you've got mm-hmm. so many irons in the fire. Mm-hmm. I know that.
Yeah.
And to come home and then to still feed yourself a healthy meal.
Right.
Decompress
yes.
and get everybody fed and all of their mm-hmm. tasks accomplished
right.
as well. It
or
is
maybe you're a single
difficult.
Person, you live alone, and you don't want to cook a big meal for yourself.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
all kinds of things to get mm-hmm. around and excuses that we have, but
yeah.
we work through all of them and uh-huh. work toward each person. What's yeah. best for each person? Individualized care.
Even navigating a grocery store.
Yes.
It's really mm-hmm. hard. I try to stay on the outer edges of all the grocery
That's
stores.
The goal, but man, those middle aisles with the chips, they just are trying hard to pull you in. That's
yep.
for sure. Yes.
And I've seen your list that you have, your nutritional
yes.
list. I love it. And I can then I can turn my brain off and it's a yes or
yes.
no. Is it on the list?
And you know,
is it not on the list?
I will say I like to live 80-20, right? 80% of the time we mm-hmm. eat really well. You know, there's none of that stuff in the house.
Yeah.
But when we go to Conduct Lake, I'm going to eat that bread.
Oh.
I'm going to get 3 servings
yes.
and I'm going to get dessert and it's
yeah.
okay.
And a glass of wine is fine.
Girls gotta live, of course.
Every once in a while.
Yes.
And yeah.
You
yeah.
just can't eat all that stuff every day.
No, and you don't want to make yourself miserable.
Absolutely.
And you know, or the life of the waiter's life miserable.
Right.
When you're coming in, crossing yeah. off, you just go out and eat and,
yeah.
and enjoy
that.
So
we can work around everybody.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Some
mm-hmm.
diets are so restrictive that they're almost impossible
yeah,
to stay
there's
on.
No calorie counting. Or,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And good, healthy, whole foods.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just food. Teach your kids, it's just food. It's not healthy food.
It's just food. Right. And some of that unhealthy yes. stuff, it's questionable if that's food or
yeah.
not.
Yes.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. So everything that you shared with me today, it's so valuable. I can't wait to come in and see you. I'm a little nervous about the IV. I was, but I'm not any longer. So
We'll start with something simple. Then maybe
yes.
the sauna.
That would be
yeah.
perfect. That would be
More
fantastic.
Your speed.
Yes.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We'll work our way out.
Oh, that would be lovely. What do you see? Where do you see yourself in the future? Where do you see Peak IV in the future? Do you plan to stay in Mammoth first off?
We do.
Oh, I love that. Good.
Well,
lucky for us.
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
mm-hmm.
nice space. We're very comfortable there.
Good.
And we hope to expand.
Oh, great.
Yeah. You know, like I said, there's always therapies we're thinking about.
Yeah.
I'd love to have a hyperbaric oxygen therapy chamber at some point.
What is that?
It's a chamber where you lay down in and
okay.
it increases the atmospheric pressure inside. And
oh,
so
wow.
it forces more oxygen into the blood, which is
oh,
great
wow.
for basically for healing properties, for anti-inflammation,
mm-hmm.
for skin.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of benefits for that too.
Oh, it does. So we can see that coming in hopefully.
Somewhere.
And we'll keep
somewhere
fingers
down
crossed.
The line. I don't know exactly when, but somewhere down the line. And,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to offer more aesthetics, more
mm-hmm.
of the Botox and the facials, and because
yeah.
I really enjoy doing those as well.
Oh, that is
you know
neat.
Something
yeah.
for everybody because not
yeah.
everybody wants to ski all day when they get here. So
yeah, there are people or ski half a day or just
yes,
enjoy.
They can hang out with us.
Yeah, and
mm-hmm.
the summer months here are so beautiful too. So maybe
yes.
we're not always skiing and
mm-hmm.
we're coming in and getting hydrated, getting ready and beautiful.
Yes.
For the time we're going to spend outdoors yeah. and enjoying the backcountry here.
And we're always open to suggestions. So if somebody's looking for something,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's things that we can look into. Like, oh, that might be a fun idea.
I like that.
Yes.
And that eliminates
mm-hmm.
the rigidity of other
yes.
businesses and
mm-hmm.
you're open and you're, yeah. Kim, I can't thank you enough.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Yeah.
It was really fun. Thank
you
so much for having me.
Oh, no, thank you. I've learned so much. You'll definitely be seeing me.
Yes, I look forward to it.
And as things change, as things grow, if there's more that you want to share with our viewers, please come back. Talk
Thank
to us
you.
Anytime.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll come visit you. And
that would
and
be
see.
Wonderful.
That would be really
yeah,
fun.
That would be great.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We learned so much today from Dr. Kim Escudero of Peak IV and Regenerative Medicine. If you would like to learn more about Peak IV and to make an appointment, please visit their website at peakregenmed.com. Remember to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel and download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app where you can find this podcast and so many more. So glad you could join us today. This has been Business Matters with me, Amy Smith, on Eastern Sierra Now.